Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mean, I'll tell you what. If you're a referee, I'm sorry, but this officiating in the KU-Duke game is terrible. That's all I'm going to say.
Somebody said fair foul. Fred not calling it. Fatty's on the phone.
Fatty's on the phone. My bad, Richie from Ennis. That's foul. You're right. You're right. Almost as foul as this putrid officiating. I mean, let him play. I digress. Shout out to my boy Dan, the transmission man. He has taken care of my daughter's dog. And that dog, I mean, has zero. And God bless my daughter. You know, we're not beefing anymore for, you know, because, I mean, I've got, well, I don't have the dog. Dan's got the dog.
Does she know that?
Oh, absolutely.
She doesn't care.
What's she going to do?
Okay, I was saying, was she like, no, I want you to take care of it, Dad? She just doesn't want her to be.
Look, she can say whatever she wants. My boy Dan's got a big backyard, and the dog's loving life. He's been outside.
How long was he with you?
Like, with me?
Yeah, with you. Less than 24?
I would say...
Like, how many hours did you spend before you handed it to Dan?
Oh, couple? Wow. I'll tell you what. The dog was with me Thursday night.
What'd okay. Do?
What do you mean, what do we do?
Did y'all interact? Did you take him on a walk? Did you feed him? Did y'all play? Or did he just sit in the corner?
12:30. I mean, he laid out a little spot for him and went to sleep. I mean, that's what I did.
Wow.
I ain't got time for this.
You didn't cuddle with him, watch a movie with him?
Cuddle? It was 12:30, 1 o'clock at night. I had to be up in the next morning.
Bad dog, Dad.
I don't care.
Let him sleep with you. He can go in the bed.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, what?
The dog can sleep in the bed.
Okay, now that I don't agree with.
Bro,
Dylan, I don't agree.
You
with
got
dog.
Me. No, sir.
I'm not a dog on the bed.
No.
Our dog doesn't shed. Maybe that's why. Yeah.
Maybe. What kind of dog you got?
A golden doodle.
Okay, that's a little different. I do love me a doodle. I do love me a golden doodle.
I think my cousin's got a. He's got a golden doodle.
It might be the one exception.
My cousin
or
got,
Yorkie.
I think he's got a golden doodle. I think the dog's name is like Bo Jackson or something like that. But sports head.
What would you name your dog? You get it tomorrow, right now. First thing that pops in your head.
Vincent Vega.
Oh, wow.
Vincent Vega. That's what I'm naming my dog.
You want to name it a fatty? Hey, fatty!
It's actually the name of my fantasy football team. I had him for a couple hours, and then Friday morning I took him to my cousin Steve. Shout out to our boy Stevie B. We're going to go to the gun range tomorrow. Blake, myself, and Stevie B. So God forbid if there's no show tomorrow, you'll know why.
injuries.
Shout out to the Dallas Police Department. So I dropped the dog off with my cousin, came back Saturday afternoon, picked the dog back up, kept him at the house for a few hours, and then took him to my boy Dan's.
And none of those did you say y'all did any activities together? So.
I walked him. I walked
Once?
Him three times.
Three times. How was it? Was it like anywhat peaceful? You're just dying to get done with the walk? I feel like even people who hate walking the dog, I feel like when you walk the dog, it just ends up being peaceful.
No, I mean, the dog needed to get outside. I needed to get the dog outside. Like, it was good for the both of us. I just don't have the patience to have an animal. Like that's and I've made
you a cat.
And I've made no bones about that. Like this is I mean, I'm doing this.
Rabbit.
I'm doing I don't want an animal in a cage.
Oh, so no animals in a cage.
No.
What if we got you
like
what if we got you a parrot?
I don't want what part of I don't want an animal are you not picking up on?
You said in a cage.
I don't want an animal, period.
If you had to get an animal, what would it be?
What about a tortoise?
Tortoise.
That seems pretty easy.
Yeah. What are you doing? But for what am I doing with the tortoise?
Builds patience.
For what?
Just general life.
Just stare at it through the
Well, then get something that's active.
But what? I don't want an animal.
That's bad.
I like being able to come and go as I please.
Is that all the female Tolos listening, all six of y'all? Is that fair or foul? Is that a red flag? If you're trying to date a man, he goes, I don't want any animals. None. I don't want a single animal.
Any woman that thinks that's a red flag, you're a red flag. Okay? How about that?
Text into the program, 877-881-1053.
I don't need an animal.
Let's get to the college football playoff rankings
that
dropped earlier today. I don't think there's anything that surprising with it. If you've been keeping up with college football, it kind of made sense. It wasn't like, oh my God, this team came out of nowhere.
And I felt
this
bad for the Big 12.
Okay, so this is how it goes. Number 12. Is Utah. Number 11, BYU. First teams out were Miami and Vandy and USC at 13, 14, and 15, respectively. So we got Utah, BYU at 12 and 11. Alabama falls to 10 after the loss to Oklahoma. Notre Dame, who neither me or Fred believe in, is at number 9.
No.
Oklahoma at 8 with the win over Alabama jumps to number 8. Oregon moves up one spot to 7. Ole Miss moves up one spot to 6. Texas Tech. They were 5 before. No, they moved up one spot. Moved up one spot to 6, or excuse me, 5. Georgia moves up one spot to 4. And then A&M, Indiana, and Ohio State stay put. Texas falls from 11 to 17 after the loss to Georgia.
Yeah.
Your thoughts? I was asking people in the stands, like, how much are they going to drop? Because they weren't favored. They're on the road, and they're playing the Georgia Bulldogs. Did they play well at all? No. They got demolished, especially in that fourth quarter. But how much... Take this away from what we know now. How much would you have dropped them from 11 losing to Georgia on the road when you're not favored? Would you have dropped them 6 spots?
Who, Texas?
Texas.
Yeah. Texas is not a playoff team. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying that game in a vacuum. They're at 11. You're in Athens on the road, and you play Georgia and lose.
They weren't the 11th best team prior to that game.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say I don't disagree with that one bit.
So you think 17 is just a more better spot to have them in general? Just put them back over there.
Nobody wants to see UT in the playoffs.
I do.
I mean, who they beat? They can't run the ball. Their defense is suspect.
They can't run the ball, man. In that first drive, they ran the ball well. They moved the ball well.
Yeah.
And they settled for a field goal.
Yeah.
They actually were moving it on that first drive, and then after that, they couldn't get the running game. And then if you watch the game,
I do that.
So many dropped passes by the Texas wide receivers. Arch, I know if you're box score watching or just Twitter watching, it's easy to rain on Arch. I don't think he played terrible. I think Arch Manning had a bunch of high level throws that were
dropped. I think he's gotten better
dropped.
As the year's gone on. Absolutely.
And I'll say this.
Say it.
And maybe this goes to Sark. All encompassing, didn't feel like Texas was ready for that big primetime game.
Mm.
Texas has played in three
Shots
big time.
Fired.
Texas played in what? 4 big time games? Ohio State, Georgia, Oklahoma at the Cotton Bowl. And am I missing one? Vandy.
Yeah.
And for 2 of them, they've showed up, Vandy and Oklahoma.
I thought they showed up against Ohio State. First game of the year.
But they still, first game of the year, just felt like overwhelmed. Ohio State had their shortcomings. The Texas defense showed up. But, like, this is just now another testament of, and that, like I said, I was watching the game in person. I'm seeing them on the sideline. The whole team just felt a little rattled, especially when things don't go your way. In the fourth quarter, shout out to Kirby Smart for that onside kick. Might be the play of the year, might be the call of the year. Like, that was such a out-of-the-blue call. Texas finally scores. Georgia scores. And you're thinking it's just going to go back and forth now here in the fourth quarter. It's a one-possession game.
Kirby's a dog, dude.
Kirby had just gone for it twice on fourth, the possession before to score. So he is playing as if they're the underdog. They're on
That's
the road.
That's what he does, though, man. I love Kirby Smart.
That onside kick, I think every Texas fan can appreciate it. That was just a great call. Nobody in the entire stadium saw it coming.
Yeah.
Nobody on Texas sideline, nobody in the crowd saw it coming. And Georgia recovers the onside kick. And from that point on, Georgia just starts rolling. And that's where you see resilient teams, even when things aren't going well. Hey, we're going to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We're going to stop this snowball effect. We're going to put a halt to it. And Texas is not able to do that right now. Things go awry. And they just start spiraling. Then everybody get a safety.
Mm-hmm.
Arch is just throwing the ball up to receivers, just chunking it up. Like very much what we saw the Raiders, like where it's like you start getting down, they get the safety.
You don't care.
Then they start just chunking the ball up where it feels like every other play could be an interception. Like you're completely out of your game flow. And that happens on the road. That is going to happen
to
good teams. You're going to go on the road. You're going to turn the ball over. They're going to get an onside kick, whatever. And you got to be able to stop that snowball. We had one bad possession. We're going to turn around, run the ball, be effective, and get back in this game. And in that fourth quarter, Once that onside kick happened, it was GG's.
Yeah.
Texas fell apart. They couldn't stop anything. Everything Georgia did was right. Everything Texas did was wrong. So I agree. Texas is at least this year not geared up as a playoff team, in my opinion. Most of their big games, they haven't been up to par. They're the number 17 team in the country. Okay, we'll have more college football talk tomorrow. We'll have either a Carter Freeman, somebody from Fan University, on to talk even more about college football. Let's get to some audio. We tasked Dylon with a bunch of audio, so I always like playing said audio. You might have been wondering yesterday, George Pickens, C.D. Lamb. They did not play in the
opening. Yeah, we didn't even touch on that. We haven't even gotten to that part yet.
They did not play in the opening drive. Maybe they had a fun night in Vegas. We bandied about maybe what the reasoning was about.
We talked about it during crosstalk.
Let's hear what George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb had to say on why you didn't play in the first drive against the Raiders on Monday Night Football.
You didn't start this game due to a coach's decision. What were you told about why?
I don't think, I feel like certain personnels are built, for the running game. We kind of knew that. We could exploit them running wise, so a lot of heavy personnel.
Man, just stepping up and playing how we play, man. Do what we do. We out there for a reason, and it was fun.
What was the reason for not playing?
I'm not going in depth on that. Honestly, I'm not. I'm sorry, I'm not.
Bobby Belt is something. Bobby is. I think Bobby's drunk. Drunk texting us right now. Okay, so that was. Did you read it?
Don't do it, Bobby. Don't do it.
What did you think of?
I love it.
I loved Pickens' answer. Pickens like being super sarcastic.
The heavy package, and that's what we went with.
All seriousness, jokes aside, whose answer do you appreciate more? Pickens being the obviously that's not the reason we were out, but just kind of giving the team answer, we heavy personnel, yada yada, and making it not a story, or CD acting, doing the I don't even want to address it. We're not going to get into that.
I mean. I think you gotta take both of them to task.
Okay.
One guy's trying to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very, very team friendly.
All right. Like you're en route to being one of the highest paid wide receivers in the football. You might be the best wide receiver in football this year.
JSN.
Hmm?
Second best. JSN. He's been the best receiver. I'll get Pickens too, but JSN clears.
I would make, but JSN's all they got.
That's even more impressive.
I mean, not to say that it's not, but I there's something about JSN isn't doing what George Pickens. George Pickens is just, I'm telling you right now, like, and shout out to everybody that texted earlier about Josh Gordon. Like, George Pickens, we don't see guys like him very often.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The size, the speed, and just the fact that he plays with such reckless abandon.
Your favorite word. Just the girth.
Okay, see, now you've gone too far. But if this is a guy that you're going to pay, like, look, we get it. You, from everything we've read, and again, who knows what to believe, allegedly they were out all night at the casino, mm-hmm. right? Which, you're in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And
we're playing the Raiders in the morning,
well, and that's
or
what
tomorrow.
And to me, that's what it speaks more to me.
Yeah.
Like, these guys are such high-level athletes that they thought, look, we're still going to get ours. That's how bad the Raiders are.
Yeah.
Okay, because look, I don't think they're going to be out before the Eagles game.
And you got to think about who's behind them in the depth chart. Are they really worried about, like,
well, you saw Colbert it on third down. I mean, we saw it on third down yesterday. I mean, when we're sitting there and we're going, well, wait a minute, what? Because I didn't even notice they were out.
Oh, I peeped
the first two plays.
I was just like, why are we in a – we have three receivers out there, and when it's Tolbert, Flannoy, and Tolbert and Turpin. I'm like, what are we doing out there?
I didn't notice it the first two plays. I didn't notice it until third down. I'm like, why is Pickens nor CeeDee Lamb out there? And I figured, okay, what's going on here? And then they came back and said, look, it was, you know, an internal matter. So then you're immediately thinking, all right. I mean, context tells you.
Yeah.
They were out, blew through curfew, blew through team, whatever they did, right? I mean, again, it was, and again, it's the Raiders.
Okay. Do we think it was a curfew? And there's a team member that saw them out, or it was they did their thing, came home, and then missed the meeting the next morning. This is us just speculating.
I read something on social this morning that they didn't show up until 7:30 this morning. They were literally out at some casino until 7:30 in the morning.
So there's probably a mix of both of the things I just said. Came home late and missed the meeting.
Well, I would imagine you're not doing a meeting. I would imagine that you're not having a players meet or any kind of team meeting at 7:30 in the morning. My guess is you probably have breakfast around, you know, 8, 9 o'clock. And I'm guessing you probably kind of, you know, because you're playing at the end of the day, you probably start the day a little bit later, you know, because you're trying to pace yourself. And again, that's probably what they're thinking. Look, we go, we sleep.
We're just pacing ourselves,
we show up till 7:30. We sleep till noon. Like, and again.
Look at our numbers.
You clearly saw it did not affect either guy.
I actually played Pickens, maybe had his best game.
Pickens had his best game of the season so far, right? So, again, we'll say what we've been saying all day. It's the Raiders, all right? I mean.
Should we put a casino?
Hell,
in Texas
Tolbert probably could have stayed open until 7:30, and nobody would have noticed or cared. So,
no shade to Tolbert.
No shade. Look, we love Jalen Tolbert here on 105 Through the Fan. All right, real quick, the Sark rumors are percolating.
I'm just looking at Dylan. I want to go like this.
It's okay. Don't worry about it, Dylan. Don't worry about it, Dylan. Tell Tim he can yell at me. This was Desmond Howard. Now, we had Diana Russini, who came out a few weeks ago, and Sark shot that down.
Don't look at your text.
Then we've had other folks come out and say, is there some speculation possibly that you know, Sark could be gone when the season's over? This is Desmond Howard from ESPN with an interesting little rambling conversation here by himself on social.
Thinking. Don't be surprised if that Texas job opens up at the end of the season. You guys were shocked when LSU opened up. Imagine how you're going to feel if that job in Austin pops open. I'm not calling or saying anyone's going to get fired. Maybe a mutual parting of ways. You dig? Anyway, you guys have a great Monday.
What's what prompted him to say this randomly that it might be a mutual parting away for Sark? Like, they're having an underwhelming season, but pretty sure he's under contract and making a lot of money. So.
Well, no, but I think his whole thing is that it dovetails with what Diana Russini's been saying, is that he's going to the NFL.
I ain't buying it. Hook him.
I'm telling you right now, there's too much smoke around this.
I'm going to go on Sark staying. Fred is on Sark's leaving. Who will be right? 877-881-1053. You let us know. Maybe you can do it in the next segment because we got Fatties on the telephone. Coming up next, if you want your opinion heard, you want to yell at me and Fred or agree or give your sports take, this is your chance to do it. How are you feeling about your Dallas Cowboys, Dallas Mavericks, and a little bit of Stars and Rangers? Coming up next, 877-881-1053, Dean and Lisa Hotline. Call Dylon. He'll put you through if you want your opinion heard next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.